Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. I am in a parking lot in Boulder, Colorado, about to jump into a super healthy happy hour. So big things happening all across the United States. I know there's some events coming up in Hawaii this weekend and in Florida and in New York. And David Sandoval is going to be talking tonight about our movement and how everybody on this line can change the world with how they vote with their dollars and how they eat. And it's going to be a fun call. It's going to be an exciting call. So get your notepads out, get your iPads out, get your laptops out. But most importantly, make sure you got your 100% attention to listen into what Dave's got to say, because he's got some really, really powerful concepts around the movement and around the mission and what makes him excited about being part of Perium. And I know it's going to make you excited about being part of Perium. So I'm just going to go ahead and turn this call over to our owner and founder. He wrote the Green Foods Bible, and he has been a revolutionary in the world of whole food nutrition for several decades, and he's on every Wednesday night. It's our treat to have him share his thoughts and share his heart, and I'm going to turn this call over to David Sandoval.
Well, thank you, David Litt, and good luck to you and Skoltetti on the with your event there in Colorado tonight. I know you got to jump. So I am going to welcome everybody once again to tonight's call. And, you know, as I promised you, I wanted to give you five reasons why it's really important that you become a member of Perium. And this was motivated by a question that came to me from one of you. And so once again, my name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Perium. And we are, you know, a movement. Perium is a movement. Perium is a lifestyle club attached to a superfood superstore, an online superfood superstore. Somebody asked me the other day, what's Perium? And I thought about it for 2 seconds, and I said, you know, Perium is a lifestyle club that's attached to an online superfood superstore that gives the members access to the highest quality food on the planet in the most efficient way possible. And, you know, it's also a congregation of like-minded and well-intentioned people who are on a mission. And, you know, the next question that came to me was, you know, Dave, I have people who are totally into the products. They became members. They even bought, like, you know, a $500 pack. They got the, you know, the Core 3, and they got the transformation. But they just don't see the merit of, like, being a promoter. They don't see the merit of, you know, of having a backup order. They just like the fact that they could get products. Now, David, do we have everybody muted? Because it seems as though you got a lot of background noise going on. So, could I ask everybody to please hold on 1 moment? Okay, that's not working so well. Okay, so anyway, we're just going to fight through the background noise. And the bottom line is that we have five reasons that I believe that it's really important that you understand, you know, about Perium, and of course who we are, what I just told you, of course that's important, but the five reasons why, number one, you should have a backup order, and number two, why you should care about Perium. And the first reason is your health. You know, it's been said that the change we seek in the world must begin at home, but most Americans on some level are going to benefit from a better diet. Even the vegans that I know, even the raw foodists that I know, even the foodies who are health foodies that I know have seen a significant increase and benefit to their body, an increase in their feeling of well-being, and a benefit to their body from using our products. And the reason is because our products are phenomenal. They're phenomenal in the way that they are manufactured, and in the quality of the ingredients, pure and premium ingredients. And so the number one reason, I believe, why you should care about Perium products and why you should have a backup order maybe get to that a little bit later. But the number one reason you should care about Purium Health products is because of your personal health. And that's where most people should start, with the personal experience with the products. And if you have that, if you have that personal experience with the products, and I don't know anybody who has done a Core 3 for 30 days or anybody who has done a transformation for 10 days who has not said that it profoundly changed their life and their perception of their body and their food and what they had thought they knew about food. And so, again, most Americans need better nutrition, and that gets us to reason number two, your family. Well, of course, your family, because you're now going to be stronger, you're going to live longer, you're going to be healthier, you're not going to be as sick as often, you're going to be a better mother, father, husband, wife, friend. So your family is going to benefit from your personal experience with Purium, but they could also benefit from a personal experience with Purium. So once you have had a really amazing experience and they're seeing you glow, then someone in your family is going to want to glow too. And you're going to be able to share that with them. And giving someone in your family more life, more energy, more health, more wellness is about as good of a gift as you could give. And then there's your extended family. There's your friends who will be impacted. Some will be impacted negatively because they're not going to like the new, energetic, thinner, awesome, motivated thing that they see with you around Purium. Some people are not going to like it, and some of you have experienced that. That's okay. Just change your message a little bit and be you. That's all that really matters. But most people in your extended family are going to benefit from your new knowledge of nutrition. But more importantly, you're going to have a whole new extended family. Your upline, your downline, your crossline, Amy and I, thousands of people all over the world, wherever you go. I was sitting in the hot springs today, and I'm looking at some guy, and no one was talking. It was very much of a meditative state early in the morning, just before sunrise. The sun rose, and as we got up to leave, we made light conversation with a couple of people, and the one guy, asked who I was, and I said, well, my name is Dave. I said, have you ever heard of Purium? He says, oh, absolutely. He said, I was at Serenity Fest, and a girl there was telling me I wasn't looking really healthy, and I really needed Purium. She said it was something called carefrontation. I said, you're kidding me. That's amazing. And so congratulations, Rachel Kadish. You rocked it, and you were not afraid to talk to somebody. And they ran across me, and now they're for sure going to start using Purium. But you're going to have a whole new family of people who are going to care about you, a whole new family of people you've never met who are like-minded and well-intentioned just like you. And you're going to know it. You're going to see it in their smiles, in their warm hugs, in the handshakes, in the time that we spend together at events and on these calls. So number two is your family, your close family, your extended family, and a new family that you're going to have just by being a member. Number three, something I call ethical income. Now, that doesn't mean that other income is unethical. I call the other income survival income. It's what you do to survive. It's what you do to pay your bills. It's what you do to put gas in your car and to eat and all of that. We all need to eat. We all need to earn some money and pay our bills. But ethical income is really awesome. It's based on the principle that it's really cool to not just make a dollar, but to make a difference. And when you make your money and make a difference at the same time, it is so cool. It's like, wait a minute, I'm paying my bills and I helped three of my friends have an amazing new life. I'm paying my bills and I've helped 1,000 people have an amazing new life. And if you are Ian or Brandy, or if you are some of our other amazing leaders, you could actually look and say, I've helped 30,000 people or more start a new life. When you're putting money in the bank that is going to create the security and the independence that you desire, and you have done that by dramatically, positively impacting the lives of others, that's ethical income. That's making a difference and making a dollar all at the same time. And it's so much better than survival income. So I've got a story. I want to take a little sip of water here. I've got a story called The $1 Entrepreneur that many of you have heard, but some of you have not. And I just want to reinforce it. So give me a moment to take a drink, and I'll be right back. So what's a $1 entrepreneur? Well, a $1 entrepreneur is somebody who invests a very small amount of money and ends up making a very large amount of money. Sorry, Donald Trump, $14 million doesn't qualify here. And that's not a political statement. It just was a joke I couldn't resist. The bottom line is that a $1 entrepreneur invests $1,000 or less and makes $100,000 a year or more, and ultimately has the potential to make $1 million. Maybe a very good chance to make $1 million, but $100,000 a year or more for a couple of 3 years, and maybe $1 million ultimately from a $1,000 or less investment. Now, the thing is that for most people to make a residual income of $100,000 or more, they're going to need to have invested a substantial amount of money. They will have going to need to invest probably between $200,000 and $500,000. And let's use the example of a sandwich shop that you could buy, Subway sandwich shop, for about $200,000 to $300,000, and then you build out the restaurant and lease the place that you're going to sell the sandwiches from, and that takes you to about $500,000 or so. And you owe that to the bank, and so you have to go to work every day really hard for 12 to 17 hours for 6 to 7 days a week for 2 to 3 to 4 years. And it's worth it in your mind, because after that awesome 2 to 3 to 4 year run, you're going to be making a residual income of $100,000 to $250,000. And you'll have paid back the bank in that first 2 to 4 years, depending upon how successful your franchise is. And that's pretty cool. The problem is not a lot of people have $500,000 or have 17 hours a day for 3 years to put in to make that happen. A $1 entrepreneur doesn't have that money and probably doesn't have that much time. But here's what I could promise you. If you made the effort, this is the biggest thing that you need to understand. If you can make the effort as though you invested $250,000, but only invest $1,000 or less, then you have what it takes to be a success. You see, ideas and money don't work. People work. You need a good idea, and we've got one. You need good products, and we have them. But what really matters is, are you willing to put in the work that somebody who's desperately owing a bank $500,000 is willing to put in? Because when you only have a little bit of skin in the game, then you don't have too much to lose. But the person who invests a lot does. And so I believe that the real entrepreneur is the person who is self-motivated to work like they invested $500,000, even though they got in for $500. And believe me, I look around and we have, and I don't want to embarrass anybody because by calling you out, but we probably have 20 $1 entrepreneurs on the phone tonight on this call. A minimum of 20 people who invested $1,000 or less, that's like a platinum pack or less, a party pack or less, and probably $200 to $500 and are making more than $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month, not a year, a month. And that's a $1 entrepreneur. And so the potential to have ethical income and to be a $1 entrepreneur is another reason you might want to be part of Purium and have that backup order and get involved in the business. Now, the fourth reason is my favoritest reason of all. And favoritist is one of my favoritest words. It's the planet. You see, we're supposed to leave behind a planet that is going to make it easier and better for the next seven generations of our children. And right now, for the last 3 to 5 generations, we have successfully, not successfully, although that too, we have generation after generation made the planet worse, raped its resources, gold and oil and trees and water and fish, totally destroyed them. We've introduced chemicals into the air, the water, and the soil. We have caused the extinction of species, global warming. Even though it's debatable, I don't want to get into that, but we have had an impact on our planet that has not been positive, and we have to admit it. And it's time that we turn the tables and start to be the generation that says we can make a difference. We will be the change. We will leave the planet better. And why do I say that? Because economic activism is real. Economic activism is not just some phrase. It's something that can and should and is practiced, even if you don't believe you're practicing it, every time you spend a dime. Because every time you spend a dime, you are actually voting for, even demanding, that somebody somewhere do something. If you buy organic orange juice with all the pulp left in it that isn't been pasteurized or isn't from concentrate, if you refuse to buy concentrated orange juice that's been pasteurized, that has all the pulp taken out and has preservatives in it, then if you refuse to buy that, then somebody who makes that is going to feel that. They're going to go, you know what? That person used to buy it. They don't anymore, because I know, because I'm not making as much money as I used to. And they're going to go, well, what is that person buying? Oh, they're buying organic, high pulp, non-pasteurized, not from concentrate juice that's not in a plastic container but in a paper box. I better make that because I want that person's money, so I better buy what, I better start making what they're buying. Now, the reason I mention this is because when you buy Purium products, somebody says, why should I have a backup order? When you buy Purium products, you are spending your money twice. One, you're spending your money on some critical nutrients that your body needs and craves and must have. But number two, you're putting your money into the hands of a company that's going to take that money and they're going to use 99% of it, 98% of it, to go out and to demand that our suppliers start to create higher quality ingredients, more diverse ingredients, more gluten-free, organic, non-GMO superfood ingredients. You are creating a better future by taking dollars out of the hands of the companies that would create things that might kill our children and putting it into the hands of a company that's going to take it and spend it again for you to make the world a better place, to create alternatives to plastic, to have farmers in Thailand reject Monsanto and start to grow organic rice for us. for our organic rice bran solubles coming very soon. To help us to create agricultural enterprises in places where Monsanto no longer is welcome, but the jobs are still needed and the taxes are still needed. So when Monsanto goes, we're trying to fill the gap. And that's a big job. And you're helping make it happen because you have that backup order, because you are helping the business grow, because you are bought into my dream of making this world a better place through economic activism, through healing the planet one person at a time. And that happens by not just having a backup order, but handing out gift cards and inspiring others to come in and be part of this movement. Now, the final reason, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about a product, one of my favorite products for kids, so don't go away. The final reason, though, is a simple one. It's because you eat. You realize that paleo man used to have to hunt and gather for 4.5 to 5 hours a day to get the foods, the protein, the fruits, and the vegetables that would nourish their bodies. 4.5 to 5 hours a day. And we are offering you the core three. Every single day, your body must have core nutrients. Every day that you live, from the time you're born until the time you die, unless you're fasting, you are going to need to put nutrients into your body. If you believe you are what you eat and the quality of the life you live will be equal to the quality of the food that you eat, as I do, and more people around the world are coming to understand, if you believe that, as I do, as passionately as I do, then you're going to want to guarantee every single day that you're meeting your body's core three needs. Protein, fruits, and vegetables. Fruits, vegetables, and protein. Vegetables, fruits, and protein in any order. That's what your body needs every day. Well, our protein is vegan. It's pure. It's non-GMO. It comes from things like the Super Amino 23 and the spirulina in the Power Shake. So the fifth reason you should have a backup order, the fifth reason is because you eat every day. Your cells need nutrients every day, and the source of those nutrients, the quality of those nutrients, is going to be the quality of the life that you live. So the next time somebody asks you, why should I have a backup order? Why should I be involved in the business? I hope you'll tell them. Well, number one, because you eat every day, and number five and number one are related. Number one is your health, because you eat every day and you need nutrients every day. Number two is because ultimately you might be able to share this with others, and in doing so, number three, create some ethical income. If you do all of that, if you consume the products on a regular basis, your health will be impacted. If your health is impacted, others are going to want to be part of that. If others want to be part of that, you will earn ethical income. If you earn ethical income, you will be contributing to a company that is changing the world, the planet, and the future for our children. Do you see how all of these things are related? It is a continuum, a circle. Infinity. It's all connected. It can't be separated. So the next time you spend a dollar on something that doesn't make you healthy, think about the continuum you are contributing to. And the next time somebody asks you why Purium, I hope you'll have a really confident and awesome answer based upon what I hope were confident and awesome answers tonight. Because this is the way I feel. I think these are awesome reasons to be part of Purium, and I hope that you feel the same. But before we go, I had a little bit of a technical difficulty on my Facebook Live last night. I don't know why, other than I live in the middle of nowhere. And that's a beautiful place to be, by the way. But we have this amazing product called Kids in Focus. And just think about that, Kids in Focus. If you're a teacher, you'd like to hear that. Well, I'm going to very quickly, and I hope you'll stick around, very quickly tell you why it's so amazing, because it is a combination of four simple ingredients in Eleutherococcus centicosis, otherwise known as Siberian ginseng, which is not a ginseng. But the reason they thought it was ginseng is because when you used it like ginseng, it gave you this calm energy. In other words, it made you wide awake but focused, and it calmed you down. Amazing stuff. It really was. Now we find that it has one of the most powerful free radical scavenging antioxidants that the world has ever seen. And so there's things called hypochlorites, and hypochlorites are nasty little monsters, and this has a unique ability. Eleuthero has a really good ability through a polyphenol compound to take that free radical out of your body. Now, the ingredients that we have are actually complementary. There's, I guess, a couple of them. So even though in order, we might go another way. I want to next talk about lemon balm. Now, lemon balm comes from, like, North Africa, even in Central Asia. And the reason the lemon balm actually attracts bees, right? And so it had a nickname called Melissa, as I said last night, and Melissa means honeybee, because the flowers are really good at attracting bees. Now, lemon balm has been cultivated for medicinal purposes for over 2,000 years. Paracelsus claimed that this herb actually revitalized his life, and so it was called the elixir of life and was used extensively. In the 14th century, King Charles drank lemon balm every single day and claimed it kept him in good health. And it even was rubbed on beehives in the hope that they would produce more honey. But probably the coolest thing about this herb historically was the famous Carmelite nuns would make Carmelite water infused with lemon balm. And so anyway, lemon balm was really, really, prized, and lemon balm was sacred. You know, it was called, the heart's delight in Southern Europe. It really was considered something that could be used for depression. And it's been used today in aromatherapy to counter depression. And so I think that lemon balm is a super cool herb. And, again, it's just so good at calming down the mental, anxiety and calming down the body, especially when mixed with passion flower. Now, when passion flower is mixed with lemon balm, they have an amazing synergistic effect. And so while passion flower is typically from America, it was typically brought to Europe to use as an herb to calm anxiety, insomnia, seizures, and even hysteria. So according to folklore, passion flower got its name because it resembles the crown of thorns that Jesus wore. So the passion, the passion, whatever you want to call it. So passion flower, though, is amazing, because scientists believe that passion flower increases levels of a chemical called GABA. Now, GABA-aminobutyrate, or as we call it, GABA, lowers the activity of some brain cells. Now, the brain cells that get hyperactive are actually relaxed, and that makes you feel really, really good. So the effects of passion flower are a lot milder than, say, valerian or kava, and so it seems to be better for children. In this instance, we chose to use the passion flower, combine it with the lemon balm, and then add some chamomile. Now, there's 1,000 different types of chamomile, and we chose German chamomile because it has it's been proven to have the best effect for children. It's the mildest form, really good. And, also, of course, it is good for digestion. And so when you take it with food, it not only, so you can eat it with breakfast in the morning, So it's going to help the food digest and also help your kids as well. The Egyptians, of course, thought that the herb should be dedicated to the sun, and they worshipped it as though it were a god, which is sort of weird. They worshipped it above all other herbs because they said it had superior healing properties. And it was crushed and used in baths. It was crushed and oil was made out of it. And so even in Mexican communities, an infusion is sipped during labor. They actually give you chamomile tea during labor because it relaxes the body and helps ease the pain of childbirth. And so that has very little to do with the reason why we give it to kids, but it's just a little bit of folklore. I like to give you these sort of old type of incidences. So we've gone 2 to 3 minutes over our allotted time, but I wanted to make up for not going completely over our kids in focus last night, in case you missed it, and I hope that you stuck around to hear it tonight. So as is